This Christian podcast is designed to help us walk a stronger Christian life in today's troubled world. This is God's Amazing Grace Podcast with Sean.
Hey everybody, welcome back to God's Amazing Grace. And of course, you should know who I am by now. I am your host, Sean. I've been gone for a little while. There's been so much going on in my life, in my family's life, that it's really hard to find the time to sit down and make a podcast. But in the end, we've got to get the word out. This, I believe, is coming to the point where, you know, part of the scripture says towards the end times that the gospel will repeat be preached to every corner of the world. Well, it can't really be corners because the world isn't flat or square. It's round. So everywhere there is somebody, the gospel will be preached. So through the podcast, through the radio stations we're on, through our, whoever and whatever, social media, we are reaching the multitudes. And the other day, I think it was yesterday, Dennis and I had him as a guest on a podcast that we were going to do on kind of going over the year 2020 and how things lined up with the Bible. You know, and that was one of the topics we discussed was social media and how through social media, more than anything, especially nowadays in the year 2020, we believe that it's coming to the point where the gospel is going to be preached to every nation. Yeah, maybe there's a few places in like the rainforest or in the jungles of Africa, the small little tribes that haven't heard the word yet. But through social media, through missionaries, I'm sure here pretty soon, if they haven't been, they're going to be. But as we were doing that podcast, the computer kept shutting down and stopping. Why? We don't know. It's never done that before. So we'd have to start all over again. We couldn't really... I mean, there was a couple times we tried to edit things in and stuff, but eventually we got done, or so we thought we did. When I went to publish the podcast, parts of it were missing. I got to the point where I actually did publish the podcast, but I had to delete everything and unpublish everything and start. Basically, we're going to have to start all over again. So hopefully this week we'll sit down again and do it all over. You know, so you can look forward to that coming up here. It's 2020, the year 2020, how it relates to the Bible. And then we might discuss a little bit about the year of 2021 and maybe what we can see in the future. You know, yeah, we can't read the future. We can't see what's going to happen. But, you know, kind of look at what's going on in the world and kind of look and see what maybe is going to happen in the future. So, you know, it might be a little controversial of the things that we say, but once you hear them, you will see that they are lining up with God's word. So if they're controversial to you, they're lining up to God's word to me. So you can take it as it is, or you can prepare. What it all boils down to is being ready. You know, just to go into a little bit of what we discuss and what we're going to discuss again of the temple, how Jerusalem is going to rebuild the temple. The Sanhedrins were pretty much demolished 2,000 years ago. That's the religious leaders who led the sacrifices in the temple and everything. Well, Jerusalem is training these people as we speak. They even have a leader, rabbi, who is going to be the only one that can go into the Holy of Holies. I guess you'll have to wait and see. If you don't know the book of Revelations and what's going on, they even come to the point where they know where the Ark of the Covenant is. They claim they do. They've made copies of everything except the Ark of the Covenant because they know where that's at. Copies of, you name it, everything that was in that temple, they have made already. They've got a three-dimensional model of the temple, and they even coming down and saying that when we start to build this temple, because of the technology that we have nowadays, it's only going to take us a year. Luckily, according to the Bible, before this happens, the church is going to be resurrected. So, figuring that out, kind of put it in your head. Think about it. It's going to take a year to build the temple because that's where the Antichrist is going to go in and do his thing in the temple where he's going to, well, read Revelations and you'll see. So, we're going to discuss that. We're going to discuss social media. We're going to discuss, as much as I've told you I don't want to do it, we're going to discuss a little bit of the politics that's going on. We're going to discuss the hatred, the lawlessness that's going on in today's world. It all lines up with the Bible. So hopefully you'll enjoy that episode. And you will, you know, I guess it all boils down to, you know, everybody has their opinions. What I suggest everybody do is study it for yourself. You come up with your own conclusions. And see what you think. Then it all boils down to, if you don't want to worry about it, you don't want to study into it because you know, because you feel it in your soul, that it's lining up with God's word. The biggest thing I could say is be ready. Make sure you don't have to go through that tribulation. Oh, but I can tell them no, no matter what. If I have to go through it, I can tell them no. Can you? You got a gun to your head. I've said it before. You got a gun to your head, your kid's head, your wife's head, saying either denounce Christ or die. Are you actually going to denounce Christ? Or are you going to say, kill me? Torture me. Do what you have to me. You know, you look on TV how there's people out there that you thought were strong, but when it come down to being pressured, they turned in a heartbeat. For all you know, that person sitting next to you, your wife, your kids, how do you know they're not going to turn you in? So be prepared. If you don't know Jesus, haven't accepted him into your life, I suggest you do that. Repent of your sins. Ask Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of your life before it's too late. Time is short. Yes, we've been saying that for years and years and years. I was saying that when I was a kid back in the 70s and 80s and 90s. My mom and dad were saying that when, I'm sure they heard that when they were kids in the 40s and 50s and 60s and so on. But none of those prophecies, except for one in 1948, came to pass, and that was when Jerusalem became a nation again. That being said, you got time right now. You're listening to this and you don't know Jesus. I suggest you get down. You don't know if you're going to wake up in the come tomorrow. I thank God every day that I wake up in the morning. I thank God every day that my wife wakes up in the morning. My family wakes up in the morning. Yes, I've lost some loved ones this year. My wife's lost some loved ones in her family. Her mom is to the point right now where she's had a stroke and she barely functions. So my wife is having to deal with that right now. On top of the tumor that is still in her head, the health issues that she has. But we can honestly say that God has brought us through it all. You know, her son is going through some deep, troubled times right now. And she's had to deal with that. But I pray for her every night that God gives her strength. She doesn't know I do it. But I pray for her every night that God gives her strength to make it through the day. She's running out of gas. She's down at her mom's now, her mom's and her dad's now, taking care of her mother who cannot take care of herself. And her dad is not strong enough. They're in their 80s and her dad is not strong. He's a very tiny man. And her mother is a decent sized woman to where when she was in the nursing home, it took 2 to 3 people to get her up out of bed. So my wife is down dealing with that right now. So, but through it all, be ready. Get ready. There's no time to waste. No time to fool around. Well, I've got another day. I can do it tomorrow. Why put off tomorrow what you can do today? Don't procrastinate. Time to take a stand as Christians. You know, they talk about a big awakening. Look around you. Is that going on now? Could be. We have all these people marching daily. And they play, you see things on social media that they play where people are praising the Lord. Is this part of that great awakening? Or is there something greater that's going to happen? What would happen if you walked out of your house today, got into your car, started driving down the road and got into an accident? Would you, beyond the shadow of a doubt, make it to heaven? Could you stand before God and hear God say, "Depart from me, you doer of iniquity, for I never knew you"? Or would God say, "Welcome, my son, my daughter, enter into the gates with thanksgiving"? Is there something in there in your life that you haven't repented of? That you're hiding, that nobody knows about but you and God? You're saying, "Well, God won't forgive me of this." You repent of it. You ask for forgiveness of it. God will forgive you. And he'll go as far as cast it in the sea of forgetfulness and never ever think about it or remember it again. We have plenty of time. No, we don't. Tomorrow might be the time. Tonight might be the time. When you close your eyes tonight, will your eyes open? When you go to work tomorrow, will you make it home? With all the crazy stuff in this world that's going on, the lawlessness that's going on, how do you know? So when it all boils down to is, no matter what we talk about, no matter what we preach about, why do you think ministers give altar calls all the time? That's God giving you chance time after time after time. I've had so many chances, it's not funny. People who know me, they know. I've had times when I was younger, driving with friends that I don't know how I got home. We went down a road in a car. The only thing I remember is me hitting my head on the ceiling and going by there the next day and seeing that they were digging 10-foot holes for water lines, for pipes. And I don't know how we got down those roads. Running stop signs. Doing crazy things. Yeah, you call them crazy things when you're kids. I've had those times. I didn't think about it at that time. But now that I look back, I was lucky. Well, I shouldn't say lucky. I was blessed because God had something better for me. Something for me. You know, I talked about my friend Bill, who passed away a few years ago. He was one of those ones that was crazy in life. Was in and out of jail a few times. Drank a lot, did a lot of drugs. He was one of those ones that could have died a long time ago. But God wasn't finished with him. It came down to where he dedicated his life to the Lord. And I'm sure it wasn't an easy thing to do. You know, being a Christian's not an easy thing. You're going to have battles. You're going to have struggles. But through it all, he died doing what God wanted him to do. And the souls that he touched, the kids that were in his youth group, that were blessed, that still to this day, I'm sure, remember him and what he did for them, what God did to Bill, so that he can help them. So look around you. Take a look. Check yourself. And make sure when it's your time, your number is called, number 10 is called, you know where you're going, beyond a shadow of a doubt. I've said it before, you're going to struggle. When you repent of your sins, don't go back to living the same way you were living, having the same friends that you had. Get into a Bible-believing church. And find new friends. You're going to encounter people that you thought were Christians that you'll have doubt with. Find those Bible-believing people. They're out there. They're looking for more friends, too. I see it every day on social media. Hey, we're looking for Christian friends. Because our friends, because we got saved and our friends abandoned us. What's that tell you about those friends? They were never really your friends. If they're your true friends, they'll walk through that journey with you. It'll be hard, just like it was hard for you. But get down on those hands and knees and ask God to forgive you. Cry out to God. Get into the Word. I'm telling you, getting into the Word is a hard thing to do. I used to say, especially with the King James Version, I used to say, if you wanted a good nap, read the King James Bible. That's why when you get into the Word, having friends surrounded by you that will help you in studying, your daily devotions. And then there's another step of praying. Pray daily. Pray all day if you want. And when those tough times come, praise the Lord. Get somewhere off by yourself. Turn the radio on full blast. Start praising the Lord and you will see that hurt, that anger, that those sinful thoughts, desires will become weaker and weaker and weaker, and gradually you will have control over it. You look into the world nowadays, there are so many people committing suicide because they're looking for something. Ask yourself, why can't they find Jesus? Because they don't know who to go to. They don't know who to turn to, who they can trust. So what do? They find a friend to talk to. And that friend doesn't know anything. Jesus is the answer. For the world today. So let's take a break and we will be back right after this. Hey everybody, I am Sean from God's Amazing Grace. And this is the part of the show where I throw in a one-time only free shout out to Christian businesses. But at this time, I've got some Christian businesses that I've contacted who I'm waiting to hear from, because I'm not going to put somebody on here without them knowing, because I don't want them to be upset or anything. But if there's any Christian business, whether you're a church, a author, a blogger, whatever you are, a Christian business, maybe another podcaster. If you want a shout out, a one-time only shout out from our podcast, get in contact with us at God's Amazing Grace Podcast at Outlook.com. com. We will give it, and when you send that email to us, put a little bit of about yourself and kind of give me an idea of what you do and what you want people to know, and I will give you a shout out. It'll be a minute, maybe 2 minute long shout out, but give me a shout out and I will put you on the air for one time and one time only. So that's God's Amazing Grace Podcast at Outlook.com. So send them to me. I'll give you that shout out. Give me your website also and everything about you. And we will give you a free shout out on every one time on our podcast. So do it today for a free shout out. You know, we'll help Christian businesses drive business to your site to help you. I think being a Christian, we should help each other out. You know, even if you're not a Christian, send me, if as long as it's not pornography or anything to do with drugs or anything like that, send it to me. And I'll give you a shout out. Once again, it's God's Amazing Grace Podcast at Outlook.com. Hurry up. Let's get it going while we can. And let's get the word out there for each of our business and help each of our business grow. You know, the quicker you get the stuff to me, the quicker I can get it on there. And maybe it'll all be in time for Christmas to help somebody who wants to buy some Christmas gifts or whatever. You know, so send it today. God's Amazing Grace Podcast at Outlook.com. Thanks again, and hopefully I get to hear from you.
Welcome back. This is God's Amazing Grace Podcast with Sean.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back from that break. Like I said in that break, in that commercial that I did, that if you have a Christian business, or even if you are a business or a church or something like that that wants a shout out to where we can help each other grow, don't forget to get in touch with me. That's God's Amazing Grace Podcast at Outlook.com. You know, let's help each other grow, especially this time of the year when it's Christmas coming up and everything. Let's help each other grow. Well, as we were talking before I took that break about, you know, repenting, being ready, and praising the Lord, you know, the Bible is full of scriptures about praising the Lord. You know, Psalms 100 says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name." I can go on and on and on all of the Psalms 151 through 6. Praise the Lord. Praise the God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with a trumpet sound. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with a tambourine and dance. Praise him with the strings and pipes. Praise him with the sounding cymbals. Praise him with the loud clashing cymbals. Hebrews 13 verse 15. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God that is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. I mean, I could go on. I have a list, probably at least 10 pages of scripture talking about praise. You know, praising the Lord declaring all the good that God has done, all that God has done. That's praising the Lord, giving him praise for what he has done. You know, when you're in troubled times, when you're down and out, just look to the heavens and praise the Lord. Give him thanks for everything. When you become a Christian, you testify about how God saved you. Isn't that kind of praising the Lord? Giving God all the praise for him coming down and dying up on that cross, for his son coming down and dying up on that cross. Isn't that a type of praise when you deliver your testimony to people? I'm giving all the thanks and the glory and the praise to God for allowing me to have my voice on this podcast. Just think, if we were in a state or a country that didn't allow us to do this, we would have had praise God in secret. It's happening all over the world. China, for one place. Chinese Christians are giving their lives to praise the Lord. There's going to come a time when we can't do it in public. There's going to come a time when serving Jesus is going to be against the law. Just look at the internet nowadays. I've kind of got off my praise subject, but just look at the internet nowadays. All of the stuff that's going on. People are getting arrested in America for having church services. What does that look like it's coming to? How often have you said or heard someone praise the Lord? How many times have you asked yourself, what is the meaning of this phrase, praise the Lord? We can often say these words and phrases without appreciating the purpose and the power of praise the Lord. Like I said, praise the Lord is a joyful telling and declaring of all God has done. Praising often have some aspects of giving thanksgiving. Like I said, you know, I was going to read an article about praise and stuff, but I decided not to, because I think most everybody out there listens and knows what praise can do. We start our services with praise to open ourselves up to receive the Holy Ghost, to invite him into our service. We end the service praising the Lord, for thanking him for what he taught us, what he's done for us today in that service. How many of you, when you're in the church service praising the Lord, you forget about all your problems? That's because you're in God's presence. Try this one time. Going to church, praise the Lord, praising the Lord when you start singing, and forget about the person next to you, the person in front of you, the person beside you. Just let loose and praise the Lord. See what happens. I've seen it happen in churches where people were slain in the spirit. Yeah, there's some of you out here that don't believe in that. Let go and let God. Forget about your worries. Forget about your past. But do one thing. Before you start praising the Lord, you repent of every sin that you have committed. To release that extra weight that's on your back. And then just let go and let God move in you. Not caring about anything. And see how much of a blessing you'll receive. Whenever you're down, whenever you're struggling in life, do that same thing. Let go and let God. It's hard. Trust me, it's hard to do. A lot of us are out there worrying about what people think of us. Our neighbors are doing. Let loose. Let go. Let God take control. You know, sometimes when I'm talking in here on this podcast, I feel the Spirit moving. I almost want to get up and shout, but I don't. I should, but I don't, because you get those goosebumps, those Holy Ghost goosebumps, that when he's flowing, when he's moving in your life, when you're praising the Lord, whoo, they flow through you. All these countries that are listening, where a lot of them have to worry about where their next meal is coming from. A lot of these countries, these children, these kids, praise the Lord. When they don't know where their next meal is coming from, they still praise the Lord. We're spoiled in America. We don't have to worry about, until this last year, we really didn't have to worry about where our next meal was coming from. A lot of these people, because of this pandemic that's gone on, lost their jobs, got laid off, and are still waiting on money from the government. These poor nations, these kids in these orphanages, these people that are in the streets starving, check into these places and you will see that the kids, regardless if they have food or not, are in there singing about Jesus, praising the Lord. And somehow a lot of these orphanages come up with the money to buy food, whether it's donated or not. God always meets their needs. So when you walk into that spoiled American church where you don't have to worry about these things, let loose. Well, I'm too good to be let loose. Baloney. If you're too good to let loose, then you don't belong in church. Keep sticking that nose up in the air, you might drown when it rains. Well, my church don't believe in praise. Do it on your own. We don't lift our hands. We're quiet in church. Pray when you're going in the car. Praise the Lord when you're going down the road in the car. Do it at home. And see just how the Spirit will move in your life. It's easy to sit there when you're at home alone. Turn on that, my dad used to call it the devil's box. Turn it on and watch it and get developed and engrossed in what's going on TV instead of just turning it off and praising the Lord. You know, I listen to Christian music and wherever I go, in my car. My wife, when she's home by herself, instead of watching TV, she'll turn on the Christian music and listen to it. And I was told when I was a kid, a teenager, there was a study done with Christian music and rock music, and there was classical music was thrown into it also. It was done with weightlifters. It was proven at that study that when listening to Christian music and classical music, that you can lift more weight. Because your body is relaxed. When you're listening to that rock and roll, just think about it. Just think about what that does to you. It gets you hyper. It gets you motivated. It gets you going. Well, I can lift more music. Try it and see. You know, if you listen to what's going on TV, studies don't lie. Well, we won't go there, but I mean, think about it. Just try it one time. There's another challenge for you right there. Whether you go to church or you're watching it on the computer or streaming it through your TV or whatever you're doing, just let go and let God take control. And see how much better your life will be. Whenever you're down and feel lonely, let go and let God turn that praise and worship music on. If you feel you're struggling as a Christian, turn that praise and worship music on. Jesus meets all your needs, no matter where you're at. When you start praising Him, He starts moving. Think about it. You go to heaven, you're going to be doing that 24/7. You might as well start doing it now and get used to it. Don't do it acting like a holier-than-thou person. Do it with humility. Don't do it expecting something out of it. Do it with humility. Don't make it be a chore. Do it because you want to do it. See how much better your life will be. You know, I'm talking to myself also. I'm not just talking to you people out there. You 60 plus countries on the podcast and you 20 plus countries on the radio station. I'm talking about myself too. Whatever I speak, I'm not just speaking to you. I'm speaking to me too. So when I get changed, I'm that one person. Maybe I need to hear this. Maybe I need to let go and let God. Nobody's too good for God. Nobody's too good to learn. Take that challenge. Walk in the church today. Before you walk in those doors, let everything off your shoulders. Repent of all your sins that you've committed. Don't go in there thinking that I don't need to repent. Do it anyway. You know, they tell you when you work to leave your work home. Don't leave your troubles home. As you're going down the road, throw them out the door. Roll that window down and throw them out the window. Let them go. Get into that church and start praising the Lord. You'll see what happens when one person starts, another person starts, another person starts. That church service will change. Don't worry about what time it is. Let go and let God take control. And you will be very surprised. So try that today. Try that worship today. It don't have to be at church. It could be at home too. But don't forget to throw that sin, that heaviness out the window. Don't let it in your house. You know, don't forget, I'm going to have another episode here pretty soon about me and Dennis are going to talk about 2020 and the biblical things that are going to happen, you know, are happening now and what's going on. And don't forget to follow us, share us with others, share us with whoever you want to. I want this to spread like wildfire. And I believe it and I claim it in the name of Jesus. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Don't forget to check out our website at www.godamazinggrace.com. Follow us, share us. Look for us on Instagram, Twitter. Find our God's Amazing Grace podcast group on Facebook and join in. And let's get this word out there and help one person at a time. Until next time, peace, love, and all that stuff. Praise the Lord with your whole heart, soul, mind, and body. God bless, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Apple, Google, Spotify, SND, many more. See you next time. This is God's Amazing Grace Podcast with Sean.